Ken O'Flynn, I just want to go to another matter to ask you about a SIPO investigation. That's the Standards of in Public Office Commission. It's been undertaken into remarks made by you on a radio programme in 2021 relating to a halting site in Cork. Now, there were a number of complaints made to different bodies following that interview. The Broadcasting Authority of Ireland partially upheld a complaint and said the broadcast contained inappropriate and unjustifiable representation of the residents of Spring Lane halting site and of travellers generally, and that the content amounted to a stigmatisation of travellers. Now, for obvious reasons, seeing as a complaint was upheld on that, we're not going to go over the issues that were covered in that again. But that preliminary hearing taking place in front of the Standards and Public Office Commission, it's an independent body that acts as a watchdog for upholding ethics, rules and conduct of elected representative, amongst other things. You have legal representation to engage with them. Is that right? And you plan to defend yourself fully in front of the hearing?
Absolutely. I think this is the second complaint in the history of SIPO that is about comments a politician makes. You know, SIPO usually investigates monies or planning permission or something like that. So this is the first time, I think, or the second time that this come to SIPO about.
Is it about comments made or comments on social media that you agreed with?
I think the complaints were made to the Broadcasting Authority. I think the Broadcasting Authority came back and said that they said what they said, but I think actually it was because the radio programme didn't have a representative from the travelling community on the radio show.
They felt the views of that community were not adequately represented by the presenter conducting the discussion.
There was nobody willing to come on the show and debate the issue.
Just to be clear about that, it's entirely appropriate, you know, where people are not available to continue a discussion without them, but their views must be represented or the views of somebody must be challenged using the views of the people who are not represented. Anyway, you plan to defend yourself in the hearing.
Absolutely. Okay. I stand over everything I've said. I think one of the other big complaints is that I've liked a number of posts that were on my Facebook from people that left comments on my Facebook. I have had Facebook since 2008. I think I've had about 500,000 engagements on Facebook, and I think there's six comments and six likes that the complaint is about.
Okay.
So look, my legal team will deal with that.
That's fine.
And we'll accept or we'll appeal.
Okay. All right. We'll take another break. We're back after this looking at the joint opposition motion due before the Dáil next week. That's going to come in tandem with a protest by 14-year-old Cara Darmody on assessment of needs for children with additional needs.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.